Continuation visit, Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne, this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. Channel 1 over, and a continuation visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne, this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. The 11th of April, 72.
He always is so proper, you know, Miss Wheeler. He always wants to.
What was it you did when that castor oil you?
Oh, I fixed up a big dose to.
Oh,
said
nice.
He wouldn't take a dose of castor oil for nobody. And he's sitting up there in the kitchen talking about it. And I decided I'd fix him a dose. And I got me some orange juice and put it in a glass. A spoonful of sugar. And a spoonful of vinegar.
Vinegar.
And put me some baking soda in there. No, it just foams like beer, you know. And put some orange, put it in orange juice. And while it was foaming, he drank it and he didn't know it. It worked a sock off of him.
He knew it then, didn't he?
He didn't know what it was. He didn't know he drank any castor oil. He was living down there in the old Jackson house.
That must have made him feel good.
Who was that? I'm interested.
Eula Rogers.
Why, Miss Me?
He was a hired man?
No. He was working with Mr. Guthrie.
Oh.
Did you say hard? Yeah, Mr. Guthrie had him hard. Him and his family was living up there at the Jackson place.
What are they doing? Working with him in furs?
No, he was farming with Mr. Guthrie and helping with the cattle and the hogs.
Oh, yeah. Eulie Rogers. I hadn't heard of him. How far back was that?
That was before Marvin came to stay with us.
Way back.
Mm-hmm. Way back.
Eulie Rogers. And the whole family lived down there.
The whole family.
Eulie Rogers.
Well, you can't get anybody like that.
Yeah. You sure can't. I wish I could rent my place out to some honest person that would take care of my cows and all and let me go on.
Miss Mary, what in the world would you do?
I'd go live closer to Marvin's job, get close to somebody.
Well, you could do. Well, that'd be hard to do. You've got too much property. You'd have to. That'd be nice. And then he wouldn't have to go so far.
Mm-hmm.
Swap with somebody over there.
What's his name? Jim.
Yeah, settle them out there on your place, and then you go there. But you got to have a place too, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought of that too. Just a month would help, wouldn't it? I sometimes think if I could just get away for a month, that'd be nice. And then I wonder where I'd go.
That's my trouble.
Just go around Louise Graham.
Yeah.
I don't know how she finds out so much. Does she see a lot of people?
Yeah, she just goes everywhere.
She just goes everywhere. And when she goes, she just listens to them. She just knows what goes on, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no secret to it. Well, there is, too. She got a lot of friends. Now, you see, I was up there at the store one time, Myers' store, and Mrs. Myers was there, and Louise had come in to shop a little bit. And I'll tell you the truth. They just raised the roof. One of them would tell something, and they both laugh. And I stayed around there just a little while. I didn't hear what they did. I couldn't hear what they said, you know. But they had a time. They looked like two of a kind. They looked like it, see. But both of them, you know, they Louise can laugh, can't she?
She sure can.
She laughs like she meant it. And so with Ms. Myers.
You can hear her from the back of the store, Ms. Myers. Ms. Can't you go in there?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. There used to be a man, his name was Chamberlain. And he lived between Gainesville and Micanopy, out on that hill. And I'll declare to goodness, he'd go to Micanopy. And you could be 2 miles away from there, and that man laughed. And I'll declare he sounded like a jackass. You ever hear the jackass?
Yes, sir.
A blade?
Yeah.
That man, he, wah, wah, wah. I never heard anything like that. And everybody talked about how Mr. Chamberlain would laugh. But it was, he got the most, he had long beards, you know. And it was just so nice. I thought it was just wonderful to hear him laugh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He just laughed and just throw back his head and just let it roll.
Well, now, that's
Dufresne's
father?
Louise?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She was a
poster. No, the woman in the post office.
I don't know. It could be. I imagine it was her grandfather.
Oh, yes.
I imagine it was. Now, I don't know the woman in the post office.
Well, you do?
No, I don't. All I know is she's a Chamberlain. She was a Chamberlain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I think that he was her grandfather,
yes.
Because I think,
yes.
Clyde was, yes. It was her daddy or maybe her granddaddy or something. But anyway, I don't. But Lord, that man had two of the prettiest girls. Oh, I'm telling you, one of them married Cox, that runs the Cox Furniture Store yonder on the square.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kitty, and the other one, she got crippled in an automobile accident between Micanopy and Gainesville, and lost a leg, and kept right on until it just taken their life.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the one that's living out there now, I guess that's... this woman's aunt, and she's blind. I think she's still living. she never married. And I saw her and talked to her one time. She was out in Micanopy with this the woman in the post office. And she's very nice. Talks very nice.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, do you know the old Chamberlain home?
Yeah.
That set off from the road for years and years and years?
Yeah.
Well, they're repairing that place.
But what's he going to do?
I don't know. Well, now that was where Kitty and them was raised.
Yes. And that's where the old man lived that laughed?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Kitty was such a pretty girl. She was stout like Louise Graham, but she was some handsome. I thought she was about the prettiest woman I ever seen in my life.
Well, now, Louise Graham hadn't been stout so long, has she?
Oh, yeah, Louise has been stout ever since I know her.
Yeah. Well, but when I first knew her, I knew her over there at the Sunday school at Micanopy.
Oh, Louise used to be a whopper.
Well, did she?
Mm-hmm.
But she was just big. She
mm-hmm.
wasn't fat, she was big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she's never had anything to do.
Oh, really?
That's right. She's always had somebody to do her work.
Well, I thought she and Hoyt were poor there for a while.
Hoyt Graham hired everything done. She didn't have to get up off of her fanny and cook a meal or wash the dishes.
Why, Miss Mary?
That's right.
And she still doesn't.
And she still don't.
So she can get around, see people.
She always went, and she always had a big time.
Yeah.
Done as she pleased.
Even before she got all that money.
That's right.
Well, you know a person like that don't need money. Anybody with that sort of disposition, everywhere they go, you see they have a big time.
Did you know Howard?
He died. After I got on here, but I never knew him.
Well, he was just a little old sorry looking fella.
Yes.
But he was always in the lumber business.
Everybody seems to speak well of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The only one I ever spoke any doubt about, either one of them, was that they used to catch people's hogs. And what was that? Yes, I forget who said that. Didn't you ever hear anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they tell that on a lot of people.
But I wouldn't doubt that. There's a lot of people used to do that.
It was so easy.
Oh, yeah.
The hogs and calves, if they was up that close,
mm-hmm.
they'd just help
That's
them
right.
a little bit and then haul them off. You never did it?
Me? No, I never did.
I think I'd be tempted to.
You're sorry now, you didn't?
No. No, I never have wanted to steal anything. If I can't get anything honest, I don't want it. And we always had plenty of hogs. Till this year game law come
in. And then the people come in and shooting the horse.
That's right.
But they couldn't find anything else to shoot.
Oh, that is.
Well, why, they'd rather have a hog than a deer.
Yeah.
Kill old boar hogs and eat them.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go home. My clothes is on the line. I washed blankets today. And I got to go see about my little cow. She may be down sick.
Well,
you wash your blankets today?
Yes, ma'am.
Got the
names done. Will they dry in a day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, blankets, you said. I was thinking about quilts.
Oh, no, my blankets.
Quilts take a little longer.
It does.
Blankets and quilts take a little longer.
Mm-hmm. But you see, this has been such a pretty day.
Yeah.
I washed them early and got them out.
Well, now, what'd you say about Aunt Nora? She was down in the back?
Yes, ma'am.
But she gets around a lot.
Oh, she gets around, yes. But she gets down and up that and get down again and get up.
What does Aunt Nora do, mostly housework? She does outdoor work?
She don't do much of anything.
I mean,
now.
Used to.
Uh-huh. She has always had a pretty yard.
Oh, has she?
She loves flowers.
Well, is that where you learned about yards?
Oh, I don't know nothing about no yards. I don't keep no yards.
Well, you got all them big trees. Nothing will grow under them trees.
That's right.
You'll have to cut them down.
I wouldn't give my trees up for the flowers.
Wouldn't you?
No, that shade's too nice in the summertime.
That's right. Well, you could put you in some smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to put a fence around that place, don't forget.
Yeah, I'm going to put a front yard fence through this so the dogs can't get out to the highway.
They won't last long if you don't.
We don't think that. Well, in fact, I know they won't amount to anything if we don't, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, I want people to think that I got a real bad dog.
Put a sign up on them.
I will.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they get grilled up. Beware a bad dog.
Uh-huh. They'll look bad, even if they are.
Like my brother says, if they take one look at them, why, they won't be so apt to go in on them.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you and Suzanne go and see Theo's sister? It's pretty over there. And his sister's nice. Can she tell you about Theo?
She might not know it. She just might not know it.
Miss Mary, you just got my curiosity all roused now.
Well, I just can't imagine anybody living like that.
Theo's one of my favorites.
Yes, they took a liking to him over there at Louise's reunion.
Mm-hmm. While we talked an hour or so.
Theo's a good old boy. He sure is. But you know something? You know, I think Louise got everything out of him that she could.
Yeah. How would she get anything out of him?
Just like they went in together and bought that place on Swan River for $18,000.
Think he put in his share of it?
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
$18,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Miss Mary, what kind of a place is it for all that expenses?
Well, it's a real nice place.
Oh, yeah. Got a big house and everything.
Oh, yeah. Big, nice house and everything. And right on the banks of Swanee River, you can walk right down and a boat ramp there. It's a beautiful place.
And they went in together and bought it.
That's right.
I remember now, at that time...
And people thought for a while that Theo and Louise was going to get married. And it weren't Louise's fault, I'll tell you that they didn't.
Well, they're not much kin.
Some cousin is all. I don't know just how close. Probably first cousins. But it weren't Theo's fault. I mean, Louise would have married him right now if she could have.
Oh, Miss Mary, leave it.
Y'all get up and go home with me.
And see your cow.
Yeah.
See, well, I'll tell you the truth. You got me interested now. I haven't seen the CO in so long. I didn't see him much when I did see him. But he's a nice fella.
He is. He sure is.
But you see, I don't know him well enough to... If I went over there and visited him,
Well, you know that Mr. Zetrier in Gainesville, what's his name?
Horace.
Horace, do you know him?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's just a nice acting old fella as you can talk to.
Yeah, well, now you know him. I just...
Well, I don't know too much about him. You know, he called me the other day and wanted to know could we go and haul some leaves out of the cemetery. He won't let no leaves be burnt in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And we went over there and we raked some leaves, and he told me that he was going to sell 150,000 dollars or $80,000 worth of property somewhere, and he said that they got him to go around, you know, like anybody got a piece of land to sell, why they'll send somebody out there to appraise it. And he told me that they weren't no piece of property, a line on the highway that wasn't worth $1,000 an acre. And it's somewhere up there on the prairie, I think him and his brother or him and somebody was going to sell a place for, seemed like a recreation or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just a nice man, and I'll occur against to look at him, you wouldn't think that he had
to look at.
Money to buy him a shirt.
No. Well, he's the man that bought this place for me.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, he's the man that loans out money at the banks, you know.
He's the man.
That's right. And you see him, and you wouldn't think that the poor fella had a ragged clothes or anything at all. Drives an old raggedy tore-up Jeep.
Oh, does he?
An old raggedy straw hat. And he's just like an old farmer, you know. You just would never believe it.
Oh, yeah. My friend over there looks a whole lot more prosperous. You know, the deacon on the front seat that prays, you know. I never can call his name. Oh, it's church.
The one he was going to see.
Uh-huh. Say he looks prosperous.
He looks more prosperous than Mr. Zitch, huh?
Oh, yeah.
His name?
Orman.
Orman, yeah.
You can never even think of his name.
You haven't seen him lately?
No, I haven't. I sure have.
I wish Marvin was, would go around with me sometime. He knows all these people, and I'd like to go around and talk to them. I never get to talk to anybody.
Yeah, you do. You talk to me and Suzanne.
That's about it.
That's not anybody.
Louise Graham.
I haven't talked to her in 2 years.
Well, I got to go now. And
so I went over around 400 or 500, and the end of the visit was Miss Guthrie. This Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. So I went over on 400 or 500. And the end of this visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72. Chan went over around 400 or 500. And the end of this visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 72.
I didn't move it.
I'll leave it right down here. Well, there's a big alligator.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. That's not him.
Here, he's right here.
That's it. Have a fit, Taylor.
No, thank you. You know what, I mean, just later I've got a pipe and bush and bacon and bourbon and beef and cream. You know, that kind of sounded like a big material.
It always does.
That is true.
And you put, I expect about